This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. A spokesperson from Denver Mayor Michael Hancock's office has confirmed the city will reactivate its emergency operations center to assist newly arrived migrants. CPR's Paula Shalsada reports more than 200 migrants per day have arrived in the city since last week.
The city will be reactivating the same response team they used during the last major surge of migrants. The Emergency Operations Center and Joint Information Center will be activated within the next few days and staffed by city employees. In December, the team operated emergency overnight shelters and provided other forms of support to migrants. It was demobilized in early March. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis hinted he might veto a bipartisan wolf reintroduction bill during a press conference Tuesday. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Polis worries the bill could force Colorado to miss a voter-approved deadline to release wolves by the end of the year. Republican State Representative Matt Soper of Delta sponsored the bill.
I just find it unbelievable that the governor would threaten to veto a bill that passed with broad bipartisan support.
The legislation would only allow reintroduction to move forward with a federal permit in place. That allows state wildlife managers to kill or harass wolves in specific cases, something not normally allowed under the Endangered Species Act. Colorado has applied for the permit, but wolf advocates say the bill could complicate the process to obtain it. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Starting this summer, you won't be able to use cash to get into Rocky Mountain National Park or Mesa Verde. The parks say it's making the change to reduce the amount of time rangers spend managing paper money at entry gates. Rocky's switch takes place on June 1st. After that, visitors will have to use a card or mobile pay for park entry. You can also still use cash to buy prepaid passes at nearby visitor centers. In Denver and Boulder today, highs around 80, risk of severe weather through the afternoon and evening. The National Weather Service says hail and damaging winds are possible. This is CPR News. It's 6:06. Stay with us.